There are two police officers outside.
Really? What are they doing? Are they arresting someone?
No, they're just walking down the street.
Oh, so they are watching for trouble.
Yes, we live and work in a safe area. I'm glad.
Because the police keep it safe.
They do an important job.
Do you know any police officers, James?
Yes, one of my friends is a police officer.
Where does he work?
She works on the north side of town.
That's not a safe area. There is a lot of crime there.
I know. So someone has to fight it.
And she does. Good for her.
What do police officers do? They fight crime. They walk on the streets. They drive police cars. Some police officers also ride bicycles or horses. Some police officers are at work all the time. They work at night, on weekends, and on holidays. People can break the law anytime. Then police officers can arrest them. Police work isn't easy. It can be dangerous. Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining our show today. My name is Peter, and I want to say thank you to our police.
Oh, well, thank you for thanking them. My name is Pauline. Friends, we're so glad you're here today. And you might be able to guess today's topic. It's occupations.
And the title of our lesson is Police Officers.
Peter, when you were a kid, did you want to be a policeman?
Well, yes, I did. I looked and saw many police officers around town. I thought they looked so cool, and their job was really interesting.
That's great. Well, adults often ask kids, what do you want to be when you grow up? This means, what job do you want to have when you are an adult?
Right. And there are so many jobs in the world. Most kids don't know what a travel agent is or an engineer. But children do know jobs like doctor, nurse, teacher, firefighter, and police officer.
Yes, these are adult jobs that kids know. And of course, they are important jobs. We need good people to do these jobs.
I agree. And I'm glad that we are talking about police officers today. Being a police officer isn't easy, and it can be a dangerous job.
That's right. I know some very good people who are police officers. I am grateful for the work they do, and I'm glad we get to learn more about what they do in today's lesson.
Me too. And I'm looking forward to all of the great new words we get to teach today too. It's going to be a great lesson.
Well, let's get started learning. Here's Jack to help us with those keywords.
Hello, 我们今天的主题是警察, police. 如果你要叫人打电话报警的话,就说 call the police. 名词 police就是警方、警察的集合名词。 如果你有一位警察朋友的话,就说 my friend is a police officer. 只要是警官、军官或是公务人员都可以用 officer 这个字。警察的工作就是打击犯罪。动词 fight 就是作战对抗的意思。The police officer is fighting a bad guy. 警察正在跟坏人打斗。名词 crime 是犯罪活动或罪行。 There is a lot of crime in the area. 那一区的犯罪活动很猖獗。警察发现罪犯就逮捕他们。The police officers can arrest them. 动词 arrest 就是逮捕、拘捕。There
are two police officers outside.
Really? What are they doing? Are they arresting someone?
No, they're just walking down the street.
Oh, so they are watching for trouble.
Yes, we live and work in a safe area. I'm glad.
Because the police keep it safe.
They do an important job.
Our friends James and Taylor are at the Jungle Cafe. Outside, James sees that there are two police officers.
Oh no, did something happen? Was there an accident? Or are they arresting someone for something?
No, nothing like that. Police officers do come when there is a car accident, and they also arrest people. For example, police officers arrest people for stealing or selling drugs. But that's not what is happening right now.
Oh, okay. So why are the police outside of the Jungle Cafe? What are they doing?
They are just walking down the street. It's nothing to be worried about. They are just helping keep the area safe. If someone is in trouble, they can go to the police and ask for help.
Oh, okay. For example, if a child gets lost, the child can ask the police officer for help. Or if a shop owner sees someone stealing things, then the owner can call the police for help.
And of course, police officers also watch for trouble. If they see someone doing something wrong, then they can arrest that person.
That's right. Hey, let's have Jack explain that phrase you just used, to watch for something. Jack?
James 和 Taylor 看到街上有两个警察在巡逻。Taylor 说 ,They are watching for trouble. 这里的 watching for 是什么意思呢？首先我们说 watch out。watch out 是叫人小心的意思。所以 Taylor 说的 watch for something 其实表达的就是 watch out for something。所以警察巡逻是小心留意的在查看街上有没有发生什么事情或是犯罪事件。They're watching for trouble. 类似的用法比如说我在等校车就可以说 I'm watching for the school bus. 而上山赏鸟的人则是 They watch carefully for birds. 表示仔细地留意鸟的踪迹。
Thanks, Jack.So, sometimes we also say watch out for something. What does that mean, Pauline?
Well, if you tell someone to watch out for something, you are telling them to be careful. Pay attention because there might be something dangerous or something bad might happen.
Yes, for example, if you go hiking, I might say watch out for snakes.
Or let's say Peter is looking at his phone and steps into the street.Then I will say, hey, Peter, watch out for cars.
Good example. Well, a police officer's job is to watch out for trouble. And if there is trouble, they can help.
Thankfully, we work and live in a safe town. And we can thank police officers for that. They help keep towns safe.
Yes, like James says, police officers do an important job.
Would you like to be a police officer, Peter?
I don't know. I do like the idea of helping people. And police officers have a lot of power and responsibility. I think it's an important job to have good people doing these things. People who care about others and are very honest people.
Sounds like a good job for you then, Peter.
Oh, thanks. But it's a hard job. It can be dangerous.People will yell at you and treat you badly sometimes. You have to stay calm in those stressful situations.
That's a good point. Well, friends, what do you think? Would you like to be a police officer? Talk about it during the break. Then we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Welcome back, everyone. Do you know a police officer? What do they like? What don't they like about their job?
Oh, this is a useful question to practice. What do you like about something? What do you like about your school? What do you like about your job? You can try using these questions with someone this week. But for now, let's get back to our conversation today. Here's conversation B.
Do you know any police officers, James?
Yes, one of my friends is a police officer.
Where does he work?
She works on the north side of town.
That's not a safe area. There is a lot of crime there.
I know. So someone has to fight it.
And she does. Good for her.
Peter, do you know any police officers?
I do know some, and they do a very good job. They have many stories. Some are dangerous, some are sad, and some are happy, too.
Well, James also knows a police officer. One of his friends is a police officer.
Oh, right. That was a funny part of the conversation. Taylor assumes the police officer is a man, but James' friend is a woman. Women can be police officers, too.
That's right. So where does she work?
She works on the north side of town.
Oh, that's not a safe area of town. There is a lot of crime there.
That's right. Friends, do you know what crime is?
Let's give some examples. Stealing is a crime. Selling drugs is a crime. Killing someone is a crime. Drunk driving is a crime. Whew, there are many kinds of crime.
Right. Unfortunately, the north side of town is not safe because there is a lot of crime there.
That's too bad. But I'm glad you used that sentence. Rebecca wants to practice some like it with us right now. Let's go to her.
Hello, friends. Today I have a very special treat for you, a use it tip. If you want to say that there is a lot of something, you can use today's use it. For example, there is a lot of food. Or you could say, there are a lot of people. Friends, now it's up to you to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Hey, Pauline, can you use it?
Sure. Have you been to the zoo? There are lots of animals there.
I went to a concert in the park this weekend. There were lots of people there.
Okay, well, let's get back to our conversation. There is a lot of crime on the north side of town. This is not good. Places that have a lot of crime are not safe.
Right. So someone needs to help stop these crimes. Police fight crimes. They try to stop crime from happening. James' friend does that.
Good for her.
No, good for you, Pauline.
Huh? Peter, we're talking about James' police officer friend who fights crime, so good for her.
Well, okay, good for her, but good for you, too, because you just said today's...
Calendar phrase!
Good for her.
Good for her.
真有她的。很棒。
My sister has lots of money.
Good for her.
She's going shopping today.
Good for her.
She's buying expensive things.
Good for her.
She's buying you a present.
Good for me.
Yeah. Huh.
Good for her.
Good for her.
真有她的，很棒。
This really is a great phrase. I'm glad we didn't forget it. Thanks for remembering, Peter. Good for you.
Thanks. And let's not forget about Jack either. He also wants to talk to us about this useful sentence.
James 的警察朋友所负责的是比较危险的区域，所以他在那里执法，打击犯罪。Taylor 说 Good for her. 这个 good for her 是什么意思呢？通常我们会说 exercise is good for your health. 运动对健康有益，或者 recycling is good for the environment. 资源回收对环境有益。但是这里用 good for her 是称赞她做得很好，做警察对付罪犯是很好的事情。比如你说你持续每天都运动30分钟，我会对你说 good for you， 表示你这样做真好。或者我听说我的朋友下班后还在家里自修学习新的事物，就说 good for him， 他这样做真的很棒。这是用来称赞肯定对方的说法。
Thanks, Jack. Friends, did you know this phrase before? What other new words or phrases did you learn today? Try to pick at least 2 or 3 to practice after the show.
That's a good point, Pauline. Practicing what you have learned is important. Like Rebecca always says, you need to go out and use it.
Well, there are many ways to practice. Try writing a few sentences with the words you learned, or teach a friend the new words you learned today.
But we can review right now. Here's our keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Police. Police. Call the police. They can help you.
Officer.Officer. A police officer stopped the traffic.
Fight. Fight. All of us can fight pollution.
Crime. Crime. Don't steal. That's a crime.
Arrest. The police are arresting the man. Okay, friends, those are your keywords for today. Keep on practicing. And now let's review those conversations one more time together.
There are 2 police officers outside.
Really? What are they doing? Are they arresting someone?
No.They're just walking down the street.
Oh, so they are watching for trouble.
Yes, we live and work in a safe area. I'm glad.
Because the police keep it safe.
They do an important job.
Do you know any police officers, James?
Yes, one of my friends is a police officer.
Where does he work?
She works on the north side of town.
That's not a safe area. There is a lot of crime there.
I know. So someone has to fight it.
And she does. Good for her.
Hey, James, I want to be a police officer.
A police officer?You?
Yes, me. Police officers are important. They fight crime.
That's right. But how can you fight crime?
Well, I can drive a police car on the street and look out for trouble.
What will you do if you see trouble?
Arrest the bad guy.
Ginger, being a policeman is not easy.
It's not?
No. Police officers work at night, weekends, and holidays.
Oh, no. That's a lot of work.
Yes. And the job can be dangerous.
Dangerous? Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
All right, today's Monday, so let's look at some questions. Here's question number 1. What does James see outside? What does James see outside?
You can find the answer in conversation A. He sees two police officers outside. Question number two. Where do you see police officers? Where do you see police officers? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
Where do I see police officers? Well, I see them around in different places. Sometimes I see them on the road stopping cars that are speeding. And sometimes I see them when there's been a car accident and they're there to write a report. And sometimes I see them on the news when something terrible happens. They're always there to help. Sometimes I see them at home because some members of my family are police officers.
Where do I see police officers? Well, of course, I see them in their cars driving down the road. Sometimes, depending on the country, they're riding scooters. And sometimes police officers talk to me. Not because I did anything wrong. Oh, no. It's because they need help with their sentences. Some police officer needs my help right now. I'm coming! I'm on my way!
Where do I see a police officer? Well, anytime there is an emergency, or someone might be in danger, or if there's been a crime that's been committed, a police officer is called to respond and to make sure everyone is okay. So they will protect, serve, and offer any assistance or help if people need it. For instance, at a car accident, they come and make sure everyone is okay and make sure the scene is safe. You can see police officers all over the city.
Where do I see police officers? I see police officers in many different places. Sometimes I see them walking on the street. They are doing a job. They are keeping the neighborhood safe. I also sometimes see police officers driving their cars. They are looking for people who are breaking the law. I like police officers. I live in a safe neighborhood.
All right, friends, great job today, and we'll see you here tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.